Let's look back when you were in your 20s, your 30s, 40s. What was a good time for you?
Well, all that time, 20s, 30s, 40s, I always had a good social life, and I traveled a great deal.
Where would you travel?
Oh, everywhere.
Outside the United States?
Oh, yes.
Where?
I went to Germany. I went to Scotland twice, South America, Canada. We got wonderful vacations at Stanley Oil and Gas. After 10 years, of course, you got 2 weeks vacation. And then by 15 years, you got 3 weeks. And then by 20 years, you got a month. So we always made some kind of a nice automobile trip when those vacations got to be so nice and long. Florida, California, name it. Enjoyed all of it.
You financially must have been considered fairly well off by working there at the oil company.
Well,
and you must have been a big saver, were you?
I was careful of my money. I felt that sooner or later I'd get to where I am now.
What does that mean?
It means that I'm the last go-round.
So you knew you wanted to save for later on in life?
I felt this way about it. Why save it for somebody else to spend when I would need it myself? So I kept it for myself.
What bank did you bank with?
I traded with First National till it went out of business. My brother said he saw me in line the day they closed it up.
Is that true? You were in line the day?
Well, I did go to the tellers there to withdraw my account when they were closing the First National.
Yeah.
He didn't see me in line, though. He was just jagging me.
What invention do you think had the greatest impact on your life? Anything stand out?
Oh, I don't really know, except that I was just able to do anything that I wanted to do. There were no, you can't do that, or that isn't done. I was just allowed to live my life as I was tempted.
Were you active at First Presbyterian Church?
Oh, yes. I have the oldest membership on record.
Really?
First Presbyterian Church, 1921.
Huh. When you attended, is that the same location where it is located today?
Well, yes, it's the same block. But they started out down at 4th and Boston. And my folks lived right across, the McAllisters lived right across the street from the church. Mother's youngest brother, when he was a tot, their mother had died when they were youngsters. And it was kind of up to my mother to look after Uncle Tom. But she'd be working around the house and Uncle Tom wouldn't be there. What he generally would do was slip out the door and go over to the school. And go inside of the school, and the teacher would put him at one of the seats, and then at recess, while she'd send one of the children home with Uncle Tom, he would be 3 or 4 years old.
You commented earlier on why you think you lived so long. I might point out that you never married.
No.
And maybe that's one of the reasons you lived so long?
No, that had nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing.
Did you ever come close to being married?
Oh, indeed I did. I surely did.
And that just was not what you wanted.
Well, I just couldn't reconcile myself to factors that I would have to embrace. Certain ways in which I would live.
So
I couldn't do it.
Obviously, that's a sign of independence.
Well, I'm afraid so.
But that's a good quality. So were you considered perhaps that even as a child and growing up?
Well, I presume that my raising had something to do with it.
And then as you went on into work at the oil company and all, you grew into that independence. You could take care of yourself.
Oh, definitely. Very definitely. Very definitely.
Didn't need some man around to help you.
No, I got to where I did all that kind of thing around my house. If there was a leaky faucet, I fixed it. That was part of what made me financially independent. This uncle who helped Mother buy the house, that had been his life. After I was working for the company and making a good salary, he said, "Johnny, you need to be laying some of this aside." He said, "I would like to watch out for you a nice property for sale. And you buy it, and we would remake it into rentals." So that's what I did. When my Uncle Tom died and Mother told me it was time for me to retire, I had 8 rental properties. Because that's what I'm living on now.
That was very lucrative for you then.
Indeed lucrative.
And you did much of the refurbishing?
Oh, I did 99%. The only people I would hire were plumbers. I couldn't plumb.
So you painted and wallpapered and did it all?
No wallpaper, all paint.
Climbed up on the roof?
Oh, yeah, went up on the roof, whatever. Absolutely.
What are you most proud of as you look back on your life?
Well, I'm proud of the fact that I've lived a Christian life and that I have been able to take care of myself in my old age.
Any regrets as you look back on life?
None. Not now.
High school students, college students listening to this, what kind of advice would you give them?
I told them to get their lessons instead of playing on computers all the time. Do a little mental work, a little pencil and mental work. Kids can't add or subtract, I doubt it, with a pencil. I learned to do it the hard way. My teacher, when I was in the third grade, I'll always remember, we were learning the multiplication tables. She would draw a circle on the blackboard and put in 12 numbers around it. Then she'd take her pointer and she'd put a number in the middle of that circle. Then you'd stand up and say, 1 times 3 is 3, 2 times 3 is 6. If you could make the full circle without making a mistake, you could sit on the front row. Well, I was never able to get to the front row. And my mother was discouraged because she drilled me on that every night. So finally she decided to go up to school. So she went up to the school. Our teacher's name was Miss Duffy. Mother went into the room there at Horace Mann School, and she told the woman, I seemed to be having trouble with the multiplication tables, and she wanted to hear me. Maybe I would do better if she was there. The teacher said, well, Miss Cole, I usually find that children do better without their parents. Well, my mother stayed. Well, I went clear from 1 to 12. I did them all without a mistake. So I got to sit on the front row.
Through life, did you have any major health issues? You sit here talking to us.
Oh, yes, I did. I was a sickly child. I had everything. I had typhoid fever, pneumonia, smallpox, and just about everything you could have. When I had pneumonia, my grandmother Coe had raised a large family. I think she had 8 children. Of course, she was interested in how my health was doing, and she suggested that maybe an onion poultice would be good. So she told my dad about it. He brought the word home that grandmother thought an onion poultice would be good for me.
And what would that be?
Well, that was chopped up onions. And I guess they just put them in a cloth, put it on your chest. Well, mother was not too impressed with that at first. When Dr. Washington came to see me that day, she said, now her grandmother wants us to put an onion poultice on her chest. He said, if it would make her grandmother happy, do it. So they put the onion poultice on my chest. And then another thing, after I was well from the pneumonia, mother said, Johnny, we need to have a little talk. She said, you know, while you were sick, you said some very bad words to Dr. Washington. I guess I was out of my head. So I said, well, I know a lot more. And the way I had acquired that part of my vocabulary was, our garage was a story and a half. And the lower floor, above ground, was half of the room. It had windows all around, and I used to sit there in those windows and watch the men folks work on those old cars they had. My dad had a pit down on the floor where they could go underneath, you know, and undo all that stuff and put it back together. So I would sit in the window and watch them, and I learned those cuss words, watching them cuss the car out, and they couldn't get their job done right. I said, oh, I know a lot more of them.
Tell John what your granddad used to give you to improve your health. Your grandfather take you riding in the car?
Yeah. And I didn't want to do it.
Mm-mm.
Well, my granddad, I used to go to town with him a great deal, and after he'd get through with his shopping, he was tired. And he had 2 or 3 stores where he traded all the time. And there was one bar that he went to. He'd stop by the bar, have himself a beer, and he always encouraged me to have a beer because I was a kind of a spindly child. But I just never did enjoy it. So he drank his beer by himself. I just didn't like it that much. I never have learned to enjoy beer. I love root beer and ice cream, but that's about it.